Hey there, Lions fans. We're back with the second half of this extravagant M66 North Detroit Lions podcast. And our buddy Todd here, we're trying to get some different takes on what's been going on and what will be going on with the Lions in this draft season, call it off season, whatever you want to call it. And we're down right now to Todd's thoughts on wide receiver, because this is generally the thought at 29, right? It's a, I think what you're thinking is offensive line or wide receiver.
No, I wasn't thinking
that. Other than Darius,
are you sure you don't want Darius Randy to answer this wide receiver question?
Sorry. Other than Darius Robinson, right? I took that. I have to take Darius Robinson out of this mix. Obviously you don't think that someone's going to fall to them that they want to take at 29. That's a wide receiver.
I think if
above Darius Robinson.
If Darius Robinson isn't there at 29, I think somebody else that's really good at the position will be. And we already talked about who that would be.
Right. So I'm trying to just get some thoughts on wide receivers.
I said flip a coin. Yeah. And all of the top ranked wide receivers in this year's draft, I don't think fit Detroit and what their need is. What Detroit needs at a wide receiver is a speedster that runs mid 4.3, 4.4s and is 6'3 or better and over 210 pounds.
Yeah, because right now Detroit's only got, like, the guys that they have on their team, the heaviest guys they got are 210 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, there's three of them, you know?
Yeah. Because, like, we talked about wide receivers last week, me and Randy, and I forgot to bring up Brian Thomas.
You mean Randy and I?
I might have meant that.
Right, yeah.
Possibly.
We won't go there.
Yeah,
you already did.
I did mention Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, right? And Johnny Wilson from Florida State. So I've got two separate lists here, and things, and I'm still, you know, blending things together.
Right, but you got more lists than I do, that's for sure.
Right, so,
but yeah.
Same list, but the thing of it is what was the point of bringing them? It's all redundant.
It's the same list, right? Yeah. Give or take a spot here or there, right? But yeah, Brian Thomas, you figure, is kind of the fourth
receiver. I've heard that name several times.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's 6'4", 205. And so we talked last week about the size, right? And yeah. so we neglected to bring him up.
Right, you said there's a lot of guys in this draft that are good, but there's not a lot of them that are tall. And heavy.
Most of them are 6 foot, 6'2", 6'1", 6'3", but 189, like Troy Flagg.
And the thing I have this kid is the way he plays the game. He ain't going to get that weight that you want to be. He can muscle boys in college.
Right.
That crap don't happen in the pros.
Yeah.
And it's been proven time and time again.
And that's the thing. Some people like him, some people don't.
Right.
He's got the height, but he doesn't have the weight for a tall guy.
Right. If he had another 20 pounds on him, it would be like, boom, early first round.
But the thing is, though, is when you add that 20 pounds, how much of that speed are you going to lose?
You have to have a really great receiver's scope.
That's the question, is because weight does slow a wide receiver down.
Yep.
It'll make him better in traffic. Like, he ain't going to get pushed around.
Adonai Mitchell from Texas was 6'4", 196 with a 4.34. So those are good stats. But yet, at the same time, it's 196. It's not 200. He's slender.
At that point, you're drafting somebody you know is going to get hurt. The people that get hurt most on the field are the lightest people on the field. And that are running at the highest velocities achieved on the field.
But then again, you run across guys like Amik Robinson, who weighs, you know, like 187 pounds, but plays like he...
Corners are... It's Tommy. Corners in that respect is a whole different deal. Because you're talking about a guy that has to go tackle people.
We're in the middle of the podcast.
You know, if you're, you know, like, right, say, a guy more like,
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We got Tommy here. He just called in. Tommy, say hi to everybody.
Hey.
We got Todd.
Good to hear from you.
We got Todd here, and we're just going over his wide receiver. And I don't know where Rich was in his analogy here, but go ahead, guys.
Last week Randy was talking about, you know, you want a big guy with big weight, and
I do.
We forgot to mention Brian Thomas at 6'4", 205, which sort of has the height but not the weight, and the weight of a guy that is a little shorter. Johnny Wilson, who's, you know, much later, like a third round guy, maybe from Florida State, at 6'6", 231, that ran a 4.52. And those are like the two of the biggest guys at wide receiver in the draft.
Right, but they're not very fast.
Wait a minute. It's 4.52 is pretty fast.
Yeah, true. Let's see what Tom's got to say about that. What do you think about wide receiver, Tommy?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I know Johnny Wilson is interesting with being 6'6". He's like almost 240. Big guy.
Tight end.
That's the kind of guy I want.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to see if he could shave about 0.3 off that 40 time.
I don't know how really great he is coming out of his breaks and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he pretty much, you know, depends on his size. You know,
He makes the spot on the route was one thing I heard from a scout on him. He might not run the exact route perfect, but he makes his spot like almost every time on the route. So,
gotcha.
He's an accurate route runner, is how they described it. But that was the way it was described to me.
You just wonder if it's a way to get out of not drafting one in the first round, right? And I guess that's what my question is for you, Tommy, right?
Right. I mean, you know, later round guys, you know, even the kid from Michigan, Cornelius Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, he's 6'3", 211, you know, around that range. So, you know, he's got some size to him.
There you go.
You know, the
second round was Devontae Walker. Right. That a lot of people kind of, you know, looked at. He's a little bit skinny. He's 6'3", 200. But, you know, pretty good route runner. That.
I got him 6'2", 193. So, yeah, somewhere is right. Okay. Exactly, okay. Right?
Yeah, somewhere in there, that range there.
But yeah, 4'3", 640. And, yeah, and you just wonder what Brad is targeting at wide receiver, because he has always been targeting these bigger guys in free agency as well.
Well, the problem is seeing the value of the pick, because, you know, Holmes is going to go by his standard and how he sees value, which you cannot fucking gauge in my book. But in that same respect, he's going to be getting the best value for his pick every fucking time. And you can't really predict it as to what he's valuing as a position right now, because there's a few of them he could be valuing.
Hey, how about defensive tackle? What do you think about that?
Yeah, not in the first round. Come on.
Jerzon Newton at 29.
You know, the funny thing about Newton is that just having a little fun, you know, I ran the PFF draft simulator several times, and he kept popping up as being there.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's late enough. That,
yeah, I think the offensive linemen are probably have higher grades on them.
That's what I'm hoping to, Tommy. I'm with you there. It's like,
but are they gone?
You can speculate with wide receiver in the first round. You can speculate with cornerback. And the only way that I can see them
taking
a cornerback in the first round is if they're moving up to take the kid from where Ball State or wherever he's from.
Toledo. Right?
Toledo, yeah. And
I've been saying it all day.
I'm getting it wrong all day. So, but yeah, I don't see
him. He has mentioned every MAC team other than Toledo.
I got a guy for you that's one of my favorite players from a small school. Is on the edge. So when you get around talking about the edge, there's some small school guys there too.
Yeah, we're there. Defensive line. We already asked you a question about DL. Let's go there right now. Yeah. I mean,
we spent the first half on edge. So give us your names for that. Yeah.
Go for it, Tommy. Take the lead here.
Well, the kid that I really like. Let's see. Edge. His name is Javon Solomon
from
Troy.
Troy.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think Detroit's actually like taken guys from Troy before.
Well, he's basically a James Houston.
Yep.
He's like 6'1", around 250, almost 250.
All right.
He's played off the ball and on the ball. And last year, he was FBS's leading sack guy with 17 sacks.
No shit.
Yeah, but that's all.
I mean, come on.
No, I followed him.
Yeah,
He is all that. He truly is. And but he's almost a clone of Houston.
What round, Tommy? What round are we talking with him?
Fifth or sixth, probably.
All right.
Like Houston. But it would fucking suck to have two of them on your team.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Especially if it's a fifth or sixth round pick, big fucking deal. Hell yeah, I'm with you, bud. That absolutely would be a great, you know.
And so that's a great way to have things later in the draft that you don't have to commit in the first round. And
right. I mean, everybody's talking about guys like Chop Robinson.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, it's like this guy in the fifth round, you know, it can give you pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Chop because we have a listener that is pretty high on Chop. And,
A lot of people are.
He wasn't necessarily saying that. He just wanted our opinion. We don't truly know his opinion.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Eric, for that. You know. So,
while we're here, though, Tom, you can be a part of this. Let's just give a shout out to my boy,
because he is
an avid listener.
Another listener. Yes.
Yes. So, hey, bud. Dad says, hey, and everybody here is hoping best for you.
Yeah, and Uncle Randy's here, too, and he loves you, and he likes it that you listen to us every week. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
Shout out to Bam Bam.
Bam Bam Bam. Bam Bam Bam.
Yeah, everybody knows him, so.
Yeah, it's like how he came across that name Bam Bam is kind of funny. He was rearranging the furniture, but he had a plastic bat, wasn't it, Todd?
No, he was rearranging the furniture because he wasn't walking yet, and he was upset So he grabbed the leg of the kitchen table and started picking it up and slamming it off the floor. Yeah, that isn't Bam Bam. I don't know who it is.
Bam Bam.
The whole kitchen table. He couldn't walk yet.
Yeah. Well, give everybody an idea how big Bam Bam is today, Todd.
My little son Bam Bam. Gotta love him. He is 6'3" and goes about 310 right now.
Yeah.
Which would upset him because he'd probably say, "No, Dad, I'm 305.
Watch out, all
right. We want him to be 313.
Yeah, and his cousin Michael, my son, is pretty much along the same lines. And it's really kind of hard to believe how old these kids are because it just seems like yesterday they were babies. And, you know, and Todd and I just, we go back a long ways, you know. So, but our kids, we make big babies. Let's put it that way.
My wife refers to it as being overachieving.
Yeah, there we go.
This is the third time I've gotten to say we've got way off topic.
Way off topic here. Yeah. Let's get back to some Detroit Lion football, guys. Hey, what do you think?
Tommy, how about Keon Coleman? What do you think about that prospect?
He's a little slow. God, he's got great hands.
Right? 6'3", 213, but a 4'6", 140.
Yeah, so I mean, the thing with contested catch guys is that Goff doesn't throw the ball to guys that aren't open.
Yeah,
that's kind of the thing.
Tommy, you want to, you know, talk? We're kind of in the middle of contract, extensions with Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, it's like, Goff, he can make a lot of passes. He has been like the best quarterback that Detroit's had in an extremely long time. But you know, as far as his contract goes, We know he's going to get one, but, you know, he does have some flaws, and it's mostly, what would you say, like throwing to the outside, to the left?
His short pass to the left is terrible, but
So, you know, I know he's going to get a contract. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want anybody else to quarterback my team other than Goff. But what do you think about that? Do you think that left-handed throw is going to, like, fuck him up? Or do you think there's going to be what? Do you think that's –
Who's the receiver that's going to bail him out of these situations? Where is he going to be able to go? What's going to make
talking
the offense
about,
better?
Right, but you're talking about $70 million for between two players, okay?
I'm not worried about it. It's
No. And Tommy, just so you know, I'm like about finished up with my third bourbon and Vernon's here. So,
All right.
So I'm a little talkative, but, you know, With the contracts and stuff, do you think that left-handed throw is going to maybe, you know, make that contract a little bit more team-friendly?
Left-sided.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he is what he is.
Yeah.
The front office knows what he is.
Yeah. He wants to be here.
Yeah, everybody thinks he's going to get a $50 million contract. I would like to see it more in the 45 range.
And I think it will be. I really do. I don't think necessarily Goff is looking for the money. I think he wants a fucking Super Bowl ring. He wants a championship, and I think he wants more than one. And I think, you know, so far in his career, Detroit's been the closest team to getting there.
He likes being here.
I don't see him making $50 million a year, but no. I can see him making... I wouldn't be surprised if they go up to like 49, just so they're not paying him 50.
There's a really weird kind of, evolution going on that I can see happening with quarterbacks drafted. more where they're supposed to be. When you had Levis, you know, falling.
And, right.
And debating all of that pre-draft shit, you know, he went where he was supposed to go. And this year, you know, we'll see where the quarterbacks go. But the way the draft falls and everything that happens, what do they call that? Positional value, right?
Oh, no, here we go again.
Exactly. Well, that's...
Come on.
Yeah, but it is a fact.
It's a fact. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
I tell you what, I think right now at this point in time, I think there's more worry about Amon-Ra St. Brown's contract than there is with Jared Goff's. And worry, I say, because I really don't know for sure that Amon-Ra's not in it for the money. I mean, I don't know. How much is he demanding? Nobody seems to know. He's always been a quiet guy. He's not talking to the media. He's not saying anything.
Well, the thing about St. Brown is he knows one thing for an absolute fact. He wouldn't have taken off in any way, shape, or form like he did if he did play for Detroit. There's no other team that plays Detroit like Detroit. They haven't figured it out yet. And that's the reason.
They went with their best player.
And the same thing goes for Goff, too, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys are the offense, and we'll figure it out around you. And then they drafted like hell last year. And boom, barn burners and 12 wins.
So let me ask you this, Tommy.
But that's all.
Let me ask you this. Is Hendon Hooker, is he the future of Detroit, or is he a backup?
Well, I think he's good enough to start. Absolutely.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. There you go. That was my opinion.
That's
just
a good one to have.
Just not yet.
Yeah. Right.
You don't need him.
Yeah. So the other question then is, how long
does Jared Goff
stick around?
Stay with Detroit.
As long as he's good. We've watched all kinds of old quarterbacks get to that point to where it's like, oh no. And some of them had really good backups.
You mean like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Or you mean like Aaron Rodgers and what's the other? Jordan Love? You mean like that kind of shit?
Exactly.
Yeah, so is that what you think, Tommy? Like maybe
we're copying the Packers? Is that what you're getting at, Randy?
We are thinking that maybe that he's more than just a backup? Hendon Hooker?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah,
I agree.
Because there's a lot of speculation going around the internet. I mean, with YouTube especially. Like Hendon Hooker is nothing more than a glorified backup, and he will be. He will be for as long as Jared Goff is in Detroit. The only time he's really ever going to get a chance to start is when Jared is either injured or he's gone, you know? So
hey Tom, are you mixing up a batch of cookies there, or what are you?
Oh yeah, you're chopping on something.
yep, just chopping it up. Sorry about that.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. No, it's a good rhythm though you had going on. That's
we were thinking about chiming in with a verse.
Yeah, I was reaching for my guitar, man.
That's why we had such a long break, was because Randy wouldn't let the guitar go.
Oh, yeah, I had some cool stuff I had to share with these guys. Yeah. And I'll share it with you later, Tom.
Like it or not.
Yeah, like it or not.
Well, now you know when to hang up.
Oh man, let me get the accordion.
Sorry,
out.
Randy, okay. I couldn't.
No, I got this cool thing I just made up on the accordion, you know, and the banjo always comes right after it. You know,
wait so. For the end with the bagpipe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey Tom.
Yeah.
How about? I'm just going to keep throwing wide receivers at you in between their incessant talking.
Should have brought your harmonica, Todd.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, is there anyone actually at 29 that you would even think about, wide receiver-wise?
The only one that, I mean, if Thomas fell, I could see it.
Okay.
A.D. Mitchell is, I'm sure, like on a lot of people's radar. And
Number five.
Looked like he'd be really intriguing, but he doesn't block. You know, I mean, he's inconsistent.
Right. Yeah, and you've heard him said many times that if you can't block, you can't be on Detroit's team, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's kind of just where I'm at. And other than that, there's everyone else is a second rounder, like Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey. Ricky Pearsall, Xavier Worthy, all those guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Polk is another guy that maybe in the second or third.
Polk. Now, there's a guy.
Yes.
I heard that could very well go to Detroit. He is, like, a very good fit
for Washington. 6'1", 203, yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard that name addressed to Detroit a few times.
I just think he's a little undersized for actually what we want or need.
But he's like that good.
He does play. He does play in that manner, a possession style receiver.
It depends on the size of his frame of his body. Does he have the frame to put on weight?
We've talked a little bit about the fact that Raymond's not necessarily at top form now, being closer to 30, coming off injury, and do you get a smaller guy this year? You know, and with the changes to the rules in special teams in the kickoffs, do you get a different size kind of guy going for your returns and things? So a lot
of people had mentioned Monty.
Montgomery, right, is a solution to some of that.
Yeah, he's done it, and to be honest,
the bulldozer.
Yeah, who knows how to make people miss? A bulldozer that knows how to make people miss is not a bad guy.
Well,
who has experience doing
it? It's a short field, right? Where your guys are on the 45 and they're on the 40, I think, and the ball's coming about around the 20, between 25 and stuff, and so you're not going to get a whole lot of speed going up, and so you want a guy that's just hard to tackle.
Bingo. Montgomery, one of the best in the whole fucking league.
Right. Yeah, and so do you get it? And that's part of these late round guys. Like, we were thinking maybe we'd get into running back, but the only reason that we might get into running back is because maybe that is something that would be needed in that situation, I guess, is what I'm thinking about. You know?
Right. So you guys keep going on about wide receiver here and stuff. Yeah, I tell you what,
we were just talking running back, Randy.
Well, that's
but I'm trying to stay out of it.
We're still talking about wide receiver.
Right.
I'm not behind the times. I may be a little drunk, but I'm not behind the times.
For keeping me on pace, sir.
But wide receiver is to me, I think, you know, we do need at least one, but there's a possibility they could bring in at least three more. One with the undrafted free agents, with the draft, you know. But you can't forget that we got that Green kid, that
Antoine.
Green, and I really, for some reason, I'm just kind of feeling like this kid is going to...
He didn't drop a lot of balls as a rookie.
He's going to play...
And he made several plays.
I just kind of think they got a role for him this year. And I think you shouldn't really count him out. I think they kept him out of the picture on purpose last year. Probably along the lines of the same reason why they kept Broderick Martin out of the picture.
Part of it is so you don't, don't have to take wide receiver in the first round.
I don't see it.
This year, they don't really have to. Because,
like you said, you got Antoine Green. Get someone later.
Well, they don't know what we don't. We as fans do not know what we have in Anton Green, but Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell know what they have.
Well, we got to see some plays last year.
We saw it in preseason, but we really didn't. He didn't play.
He played in the regular season.
Don't think it was.
Rick, help me out here.
Yes, he got a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
No, it wasn't much, but he did get in there.
But I tell you what, he had one hell of a preseason. The preseason was freaking awesome for Antoine Green.
It's a good thing to have him in the mix, right?
He's a developmental player that I believe has probably taken that next step.
Where does it hurt? Where does it hurt to put somebody on a shelf and because they're young and they're very green and give them a year of pretty much sitting on a bench and watching the game and get him in there, get his feet wet? Where does that become a bad coaching way of doing things? Because to me, that is the perfect way of introducing a player of Antoine Green's experience into the game at the NFL level.
Right, man.
I think Detroit did it perfect.
Antoine Green, 6'2", 199, Todd. Okay, now this was when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So over 200.
Right, 24 years old. But his 40 time is 4.47, okay? And to me,
that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
And what we say earlier that, like, you know, like the biggest guy on the team is 6'2"? Well, guess what? Antoine Green is 6'2". Okay.
Yeah.
But he's only 199 pounds, but he's been in Hero League. He's been in the weight room. I guarantee you he has put on more weight. And I guarantee you, I can't guarantee it, but I'm just saying is just making the point that Antoine Green is probably a little bit more
developed
than people think he is.
That'd
be all right.
That's how they drafted him. They drafted him in the seventh round, for God's sake.
Right. He's not an undrafted free agent, though. He's a draft pick.
Yeah, they drafted him to make him a football player. They didn't need to play him. They didn't need to. And God only knows how much playing time he'll get this year.
Right.
It'll probably be more than last year because that was a handful. But I guarantee you the boy will play.
What do you think, Tommy? What do you think about Antoine Green this year?
I think he's going to get more time. I think Jonathan Peoples-Jones is going to get a lot more time.
Now that Craig Reynolds is gone, but you know how does that reflect on the draft and say you know with actually picking a wide receiver?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that DPJ and Green both can play the X if necessary.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, Green was, I think, backing up J-Mo and the X mostly last year, but kind of after he took it over from Raymond. But, they got five solid guys there. They could go a faster guy, a lot of different ways. Yeah, they go a lot different ways.
Yeah, that really is the thing.
Right, so with that in mind, you know, it's like, do they really take a wide receiver in the draft this year?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, they usually do.
All right, okay, well, then, you know, so that was my only question with that scenario.
My only question has been first round or not, and I'm like, not first round.
Yeah, right. I don't think in the first round.
No, I don't either. No, I don't either.
No, it's too deep a draft, and you need them bigger than the early guys.
Yeah.
Right. So you can get them fairly cheap.
I think the early rounds are probably set for that, you know, offensive lineman, cornerback, and possibly defensive edge, and I don't know. I don't want to say that for the first round. You know, it's
yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say wide receiver.
The only reason I do is value at the pick.
Right.
You know, it isn't because of what I want or anything else. It's just seeing the value where it's probably going to go, and it's between two guys. You know who they are, and they're both kind of edge defensive end defensive tackle guys. You know?
Yeah. And Tommy,
I'll be right back.
And Tommy, you really, you know who... you know, who we're talking about when we talk about edge or interior offensive line or tackle or defensive tackle at 29. I mean, who do you think that you would prioritize, I guess, out of...
right now, Tom?
Yeah, who would be your pick?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
It's tough. I know.
It's tough.
I'd probably go with Zach Frazier.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of us feel the same way. I just don't see him being there personally. I
think Peoples Jones might even be there.
Yeah. JPJ.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. The tackles are going high. Even the tackle guard, the guys that are going to get switched to guard, they're going first. And that makes sense, you know. Do you trade up for a center here and there? You know, you really don't think about trading up for a center, you know.
Yeah, but to Todd's point, I mean, offensive line is really where the talent is this year. So there's going to be a lot of them go in the first round.
Yeah, I'm thinking 10 or more. What do you think, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
I think Zach Frazier is the guy that needs to fall to Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom
just said. And I can't disagree with you, buddy. I hope he's there. And I hope Detroit sees it. I got a feeling they won't because of the kid that could be late second, early third, in like you might know this guy. His name's Matt Lee, out of Miami.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know, and it's just because the kids have got the best hands and the best feet in the business. He just lacks weight. Oh, yeah, right, what NFL right, team right. training? Huh?
I said, yep, he's a little undersized.
Yeah, but he's over 300, and he has the frame to put on a lot of weight. What NFL team could put more weight on the guy that's got the best hands and feet? You know, he won the award for best ACC center 2 years in a row. And the award for the best lineman in the ACC 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so that's part of the thing at 29. It's like, well, all right, what does Brad know that we don't know? And
is
it something like that, right? Third round, that's where I need my center. I don't need to get a center in the first round. And
like the kid out of North Carolina State. What's his name? Dylan McMahon?
Yeah, I know who you're talking. I don't think it's McMahon, is it?
Which position?
Yeah, McMahon.
Which position?
Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's on my phone. I can't check.
Dylan McMahon from North Carolina State.
North Carolina State.
Or just either way. NC, NCU.
Yeah, see, I can't say
we're
that
good, we're good, but
I can't say I heard that name. Well,
no,
yet.
But that's the thing. I've heard it, right? The centers, you don't need a center in the first round. You're not supposed to hear of a center's name, and right. It's a deep dive, right? And that's where we're at this far into draft coverage, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think, Tommy? Do you think that kid from Oregon is going to fall like everybody says he does to Detroit at 29?
Which guy?
The kid from Oregon. You know, they've been talking about it all this week. Like, there's some kind of...
Yeah, JPJ?
Yeah.
JPJ. Okay.
Yeah. Like there's been some kind of medical thing or something that it was undisclosed that nobody knew about, but he's been, like, falling. Yeah.
Any sort of injury right now, there's no disclosure because they don't need to. No one needs to.
Well, what's Tommy think? You know, what do you think, Tommy, about that?
The thing that scared me a little bit was at the Senior Bowl, he was like tearing it up like the first 2 days. And everybody was like, man, this guy is awesome. And then he got nicked up and he didn't play. He went home.
Right. Yeah. That was a big black X or check mark.
Well, that's what all this stems from.
Then that's probably why he fell. Or why he's falling.
Yeah, because he didn't do any of the physical drills at the combine. He showed up for medicals and interviews.
Well, which tells you one of two things. So, Tom, and you know what I'm talking about here. Either A, number one, he didn't want to get nicked up anymore because he's already got a deal and he doesn't need to do this horse crap. Or number two, he is a big fucking pussy and shouldn't be in the NFL. So what is your opinion?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of floating somewhere in between.
That's good. That's good.
You know, the thing was, nobody really blamed him for cutting out on the Senior Bowl because he was considered the number one guy.
Right. Yeah. So, is it an injury or not? Right.
Yeah, but still, you know, to me it was like, well, you know, they tough it out like Zach Frazier, you know, hopping off the field with a broken leg.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the guy I want, you know, so. And to me, that's more of a Dan Campbell guy than.
And it's not a soft tissue injury that might, you know, be recurring.
He's a kid. It'll be healed.
Yeah. Walk it off.
Walk
it off, man. Walk it off.
Give him 6 weeks, he'll be running. Give him 8 weeks, he'll be on the practice field. Full pads.
Yep.
So, Oh, yeah.
Remember, our Ragnow, you know, the thing is that his toe can't be fixed, but he's still out there. You know, how much longer, we don't know, you know. So that's, to me, you know, you got to go offensive lineman in the first round because you just don't know where Ragnow is at.
I just want a backup center because I don't want Glasgow floating over the center.
Yeah, me either. You know, he's a better guard than center, you know. Don't put him at center. He's not. Yeah. Well, he can be, but he's really not.
Yeah, he's better at guard. And if you're going to move him again, which he's moving from right to left, put him over there and leave him there.
Yep.
That's where he virtually started.
That's where he belongs. He belongs.
So, that is a good way to... to tackle, pardon the pun, second time tonight, all of this interior stuff, and to get a center that really, I don't know, you're not really relying on the future, you know.
But it'd be really cool if the kid from Oregon would fall to where Detroit is at 29. And they would take him in a heartbeat.
And if you get one of the top two centers in this year's draft, you're going to take him. Yeah. Nobody, I don't think anybody here could really argue it.
No.
It would be a value pick at that point.
If Detroit walks out of this draft with their first round draft pick as a center, I will be, like, ecstatically happy. ecstatically happy.
I'm going to be okay with anything they do, right?
Because Brad Holmes has made so many mistakes in the first round over his career.
Right.
I didn't hit my head on Randy's ceiling when they picked Jack Campbell last year, right? I jumped out of my freaking seat, you know?
They know what they're doing, people. We don't. I remember
the first time that we were in this trailer and
Tom, we're on Boyne Mountain time.
No, well, we were
not in any freaking trailer. Well,
anyway, the last time watching
like
the last day of the draft, Randy's birthday party, we rented the place. And Tom was there when Tom goes to me. He goes, "What do you think they're going to pick here?" I go, "I think wide receiver." And Tom goes, "Yeah, it'd be their best bet right about now, wouldn't it?" He goes, "Who's available?" And both of us, right at the same time, I'm in Ross St. Brown, and no sooner did we get it out of our mouths, boom, they picked him. You remember that, Tom?
Oh, yeah, that was a good time.
Yes, it was. First time you and I ever hugged.
Probably last.
Yeah, more than likely. More than likely. Next time, though, if we ever do it again, try to keep your tongue out of my ear.
And I'm sitting there like, I've been waiting for two rounds for this guy. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was fourth round, you know? Come on. You know, it's like...
Well, here's a later round guy. What do you guys think of that Bakke, that safety running back from Utah that Lions have brought in for one of their 30 visits?
What's his name?
Sione Bakke?
Yeah, Sione Bakke. Vaki, right? Later round guy, 5, 6, 7 round, however that falls for them. Because we need some safety help no matter what you do.
Yeah. And he's a freight train.
Yeah. And some of this, you know, it falls into what I wonder about. We're on 13 minutes here going, left. And one thing we haven't talked with Tom about is the safety corner transition that might be happening with Brian Branch, the fact that he is going to possibly get more reps at safety, and we need a guy that's more of a nickel than an outside guy when it comes to corner, right? And so when you're looking at guys, and do you want a guy like Sione Vaki later to be a safety, or are you thinking corner early, right? So,
well,
because we have limited draft picks right now. So
we've only got four safeties on the team.
Right. Yeah,
and we might be overlooking that.
Vaki pulling in as that nickel is not a bad idea because he's a thumper.
Right,
he's a thumper.
That's what I wondered.
You know, and what did make Branch make his mark on the league last year? He was a frickin' thumper.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing with bringing in another safety like that to play that CJGJ part, so Branch can stay closer to the line and play what he's really good at, is that box safety position, as to where he can, like, rush the quarterback. He can, like, cover the tight end. He can do box safety shit.
Yeah, but you got a guy just like him. Why not rotate him and keep Branch fresh?
Not only do you keep him to the box, but you can play him any fucking where you want to.
Yeah, so Tom, where are you thinking Vaki will play?
Well, first of all, they got their two starting safeties. And then they got Brandon Joseph?
Joseph, yeah, you got the two Joseph guys. There's two Josephs and Iffy and who's the other? Melifonwu?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Melifonwu has been.
And somebody else, too, the other safety.
Well, you said four, but really they only have two that I trust.
Right.
And so they could use one or two more.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, you know, so.
And then Vaki's the guy you trust to be one of those spots?
Yeah, Vaki can also return.
Okay.
So is Vaki somebody you take at 29 or where?
Oh, no, God. God, no.
Okay.
God,
no. All right. So I don't know where the hell you guys are.
No. If Vaki, you're looking a fifth or sixth round pick.
Yeah.
And he still would be a starter.
Yeah, I could see him being a starter on special teams.
Well, maybe. Okay. So eventually.
There are no starting positions open on this team.
Right.
Right.
There are none. Yeah. Zero.
Maybe wide receiver, if you think about it, but...
Well, I mean, if you get Marvin Harrison Jr., then yeah,
you yeah.
might. See?
Yeah, good luck with that one, huh?
Yeah, a first-round right...
If we could trade up, I don't see us doing it that far.
No, but a first-round wide receiver would be expected to be an outside X, I would expect. And I'm just out on... wide receiver in the first round, and I'm out on corner in the first round because any guys that'll be there at 29, I don't want. So,
yeah.
And so, I agree with you, Rick.
Is there any running backs going to go in the first round, Tommy? You think?
Probably not.
No.
Not even Blake Corum, huh?
Probably not.
No.
All right. I still think Blake Corum's going in the first round.
Okay. You'll be lucky to see him in the third round.
Yeah, because you'll be lucky to see a running back before the third round. Late second at the earliest, I think.
Yeah, that's where they started. Somewhere in the second round, and I got him number three, or four, I guess. But yeah,
it has nothing to do with the talent of the running backs in this year's college class. What it has to do with the need of the NFL.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do
with it. I call it the stupidity of the freaking GMs that don't know what the fuck they're doing, you know? So,
well, it's all available.
That's what I'm saying.
What's available from college.
But who's the best running back this year in the league? You know,
Jonathan Brooks.
Coming out, you think?
Yeah,
second round.
Trey Benson.
Yeah, maybe Jalen Wright is number two, whichever, you know.
And Corum's like that right there, three or four.
To me, Corum is the reason that Michigan won the national championship.
He was a big part of it.
And I'm telling you.
It was the offensive line.
He got him there. I don't know. I just tell you, I just think.
And Is it Braylon Edwards? The second running back?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I just think is saying is I still think there will be a running back taken in the first round.
I don't see it. And the reason being is it's supply and demand, and I don't think the demand is going to beat the supply until late second round at the earliest.
Well, it just depends on how many stupid managers are out there that's going to take shit early.
Well, that's
going to reach for shit, you know, and that's what I'm getting at.
Right, and that's where you just look at Brad Holmes and where he took the running back last year, and there's a bunch of shit this year.
And everybody threw a fucking hissy fit, and it just proved to be like, you know, no, Brad did the right thing. Yes. So.
Yeah, he did.
And so you can't really necessarily prove that.
There isn't a Jahmyr Gibbs in this draft.
Right.
And if not, go look at the tape of him in college and any of the top prospects. And you will see that, Brad Holmes did the right fucking thing.
Yeah, he did. Because, you know, I said that, you know, there's a possibility Detroit could take a running back in the first round. But I was thinking it was going to be.
Both of you guys did.
Yeah, but I was thinking it was going to be Bijan.
Right.
Bijan Robinson. Did. You know,
and that was the guy that, if they did, that was the one.
Yeah, and it's no, it wasn't. You know, he wasn't even.
And
the guy that
I did my homework on the top three running backs. Did my homework. I still liked Bijan.
Yeah.
Fucking Brad Holmes is a very intelligent motherfucker because I did a lot of goddamn research.
I missed out on this shit too. It's like, holy crap. Yeah, not by much, but you know, I knew they were going to take a run in. Well, I didn't know, but I speculated that.
Well, I had told Randy, I go, I like Gibbs though. The fucker is a human highlight reel. He truly is.
Yeah.
I go, but I, you know, just numbers.
Yeah,
you have to take Bijan.
It'd been so long since a running back had been taken high in the draft, right? Yeah. And so, and,
first
and
time they deserved
fell
it
out of favor, and yeah, but you do it when it's deserved, right?
Yeah,
and I still think there's a running
part
back
of the
be taken
best
this year.
Player available snafu that we're in right now and trying to predict this stuff because it's all just crazy and. There's no way to know if they being Brad Holmes, they is one guy, really.
I don't know. Right? The way that him and Campbell work, they all kind of teamed it all off.
But in
know.
The end, he's the guy that's pounding
the
table.
End, he makes the decision and goes, yep.
So is it going to be, you know, this position, that position, this? So I don't know. And all right, we talked a little bit, Tommy, earlier. We've got 4 minutes left. What do you think about Jervon Newton or the Mr. Murphy, the defensive tackles at 29?
Well, I was pretty high on him earlier. I like them both.
Yeah.
Again. You know, if one of the offensive guys fell there, I'd probably take the offensive lineman over the defensive lineman. But both these guys are okay.
Right. So that's crazy, right? It's like
we all kind of agree.
Yeah. It's like all of these guys
in the first round.
Yeah. There's like a dozen guys that are all okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the thing of it is the difference there is. Quality offensive line that fits Detroit culture versus quality defensive line. The offensive line, just in sheer numbers, kind of supersedes it all.
Yeah. Right, but your offense can't operate real well without a freaking top-notch offensive line.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
That's depth. What I'm saying.
You've got to have depth. Yeah. And all of these things, and cornerback. Any corners like Cooper DeJean, Tommy, that you might want in the first round?
Probably bring up, because we.
I'm
don't.
Trying to get Tommy's version on it. What do you think?
Well, probably the only guy that they would consider would be Kool-Aid.
Okay.
But. I don't know. He's got flaws in this game. I think cornerback is deep this year.
It is.
You know, I think you can get cornerbacks the second, third, fourth, fifth. You know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Leave it more to offensive line. Is that what you're at?
I wouldn't be surprised if they go offensive line, wide receiver, cornerback. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. When you say offensive line, do you have any notion for tackle in the first round? Offensive tackle.
Well, Mims is probably the only guy that would be there.
Right. I mean, there's J.C. Latham, but maybe he's a second rounder, right? It's, I don't know.
No, I think Latham will be gone.
Okay.
Fuego, Fashanu, Latham, Botanu.
Right.
And Mims, all those guys, you know, they're all rated, you know, pretty high.
They are, man. Yeah. We're at a minute 10.
Tyler Guyton after that.
Oh, I like that. I like
Kingsley.
I like Guyton.
Tackle before guard. Tackle before guard or guard before tackle?
Yeah, I would take center guard first.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, okay, too.
Yeah. I this are less than a minute. I just worry about no third tackle. But I think they'll figure it out.
Yep. They definitely need to add a tackle.
They do. And they will. So, but until next week, and hopefully we'll have some more good stuff for you. This is the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast. Randy, Tom, Todd, and Rich.
Todd's outside taking a leak.
Yeah, that's a good place for him. He's said enough already. And
here he comes.
Here he is. So, watch for Deer One Pride.
And go Lions.
Go Lions. Go Lions.